From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Two additional cases of COVID-19 confirmed Thursday, one by the public health laboratory, the other by a commercial lab, bringing the number of known cases in the county to 12. It also marked the first hospitalization of a COVID patient since the outbreak began. The mechanism of transmission of the fifth case from March 24th hasn't yet been determined, according to County Health Officer Dr. Teresa Frankovich. She says it remains everyone's responsibility to comply with the shelter-in-place order, adding that all non-essential travel should be canceled. All spring classes at College of the Redwoods will resume on March 30th. All but a very few programs will be completed remotely for the remainder of the semester. Students will not come to campus for class meetings or student support services. CR staff and faculty have been working to make sure that students have instruction and support resources to complete their classes successfully. If you need assistance or have questions about resources or setting anything up, a new website, redwoods.edu/COVID-19. The Pacific Southwest region of the Forest Service is closing developed recreation sites in National Forest statewide. Developed recreation sites refers to designated recreational areas that facilitate public use, like campgrounds and picnic areas. You can see the forest's website at fs.usda.gov or contact any Six Rivers National Forest, leaving a voicemail or an email during regular business hours. That's Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. for additional information on closed areas. Closures of developed recreation facilities in effect until at least April 30th in an attempt to avoid people congregating and promoting social distancing. Well, under the strain of COVID-19, three drug suspects were arrested, then released this week, served a warrant in a room at a hotel on the 4200 block of Broadway in Eureka. During the execution of the warrant, detectives detained four adults and learned two children were also in the room. During the search of the room, detectives located and seized about 19 grams of suspected heroin, 20 grams of suspected methamphetamine, and scales along with drug paraphernalia. As a result, under arrest, 45-year-old Michelle Ogic of Eureka, 42-year-old Shauna Sovereign of Eureka, and 51-year-old Theodore Kellerman of Eureka, all on various drug counts. But due to the current COVID-19 crisis, all three suspects were cited and released at the scene. The two children were taken into protective custody. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.